This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered how to determine a good purpose. This is important if we want to understand what Paul prayed in 2 Thessalonians 1:11. We constantly pray for you that our God, by His power, may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. Notice it is your good purpose that he is asking God to fulfill by His power. Once you establish a good purpose, you need to act on it. That's why Paul prayed, and every act prompted by your faith. Establish a good purpose, then act on it. But don't act in your own strength. Trust God to empower your actions so that your good purpose might be fulfilled. Remember what Paul affirmed in Philippians 4:13? I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. There is a good reason for understanding this dynamic process. Paul mentions it in verse 12. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in Him. God will glorify the Lord Jesus in you as you trust Him by His power to fulfill every good purpose of yours that you act on. In essence, God does it all, but He will only do it when you act on your good purposes by faith. In this way, it is clear who should get the credit and who should be glorified. But did you notice the phrase, "and you in Him"? We are here to bring glory to Jesus Christ. When we do, the glory Jesus receives will in a sense reflect on us. This won't happen if we seek the glory, but if we seek to have Him glorified, we too will be glorified in Him.